That was another story last year. The beautiful thing, we can talk about all these things while the team is 3-0. I'm going to keep that in perspective as we go through these. That's the great thing. But they're a flawed team still at 3-0. And turnovers last year was an issue. Now, it didn't prevent them from winning a Super Bowl. But yet again, we do sit, and they are towards the bottom of the league in turnovers. Only the, Tennessee Titans, the Eagles, the Raiders, the Jags, and the Giants are worse turnover differential than the Chiefs. Now, you're also basically two takeaways in no turnover game away from suddenly being in the top half. I mean, so that we're early enough in the year where you can swing it like that. They've actually forced some turnovers. It's just they have not protected the ball again.
No, loosey-goosey once again. And this just is love giving the ball away.
A lot of it's on Mahomes early going, right? He's admitted that, some of the mistakes. But that's an area to watch. We had Danan Hughes on the show yesterday. He joins us every Thursday. Listen to what he had to say about the turnover issues happening again for Kansas City.
Not only was it abnormal to make the playoffs, but also win the Super Bowl when you're minus 11 in the giveaway takeaway. And that minus 11, I don't put a lot of that weight on the shoulders of the defense. I think the defense did a great job of putting us in position, obviously, to win games and then ultimately win a Super Bowl. But we're minus 2 now after 3 weeks. So we're kind of falling down that same trap. You just kind of wonder if you can make the magic happen the same exact way. Normally you don't see that happen. But, Patrick Mahomes, he's going to be the biggest critic of his own play and the inadequacies or inefficiencies of the offense.
The good news is if you said, hey, there's a problem with your team and the guy that has a chance to fix it in his name is
Patrick Mahomes.
I don't get as nervous as if, oh, by the way, I need Gardner Minshew to fix the Will Levis. I need him to fix the turnover problem. Yeah, we're screwed.
Well, if you said that sentence, just
by the way,
pack up.
That's why
season.
The Titans are minus 7 in turnover differential. We've all seen Will Levis play football this year.
He's had 3 absolutely comedy photos taken of him because of his inability to hold on to the football. Mahomes has been loose with it. He doesn't fumble. So it's just as simple as, can you stop throwing picks? And last year, the answer was no. He threw plenty. The year before, he threw some, not a ton, but he threw some, a normal amount. And I would say that normally I'll take the good with the bad, right? I don't care. Mahomes doesn't have to be Aaron Rodgers. He's not. They play a different style of football. He doesn't have to be Aaron Rodgers, and every season is 27 touchdowns and 2 picks, like what it was in Aaron Rodgers' career. But one guy's got 3 Super Bowl rings, and one guy's got 1. And one guy is the second longest divisional streak in NFL history, and the other guy doesn't. Like, Mahomes can do it his own way. He doesn't have to carve the path of, I'm the most protecting quarterback of the football of all time. But it can't be this rate, because I can't go through another season where, because Dana's right, you cannot win back-to-back Super Bowls, I do not think, being this careless with the football. Because, and look, to their credit, postseason kicked in and they weren't careless with the football anymore. Patrick Mahomes threw 6 touchdowns and 1 pick, lost 0 fumbles in the postseason last year. They weren't careless with it. The second the postseason started,
that's why they were
able
to get
the football.
There. Yeah.
Had they been as careless with it in the postseason as they were in the regular season, no Super Bowl, no title, no ring. Some other team would beat you. The other teams got more careless with the football.
We mentioned the Steelers when all 3 of us were going through kind of the top teams, maybe in the AFC, and you consider the Steelers. Well, look at turnover differential. This is the margin that they have. The Steelers could not have the same turnover differential the Chiefs have at minus 2 and still be undefeated.
No,
they just can't. Instead, the Steelers are plus 4. It's a big reason why they've been able to stay undefeated. The Packers are the best team in turnover differential so far this season. They're what, 2-1? They're plus 7. The Bills are undefeated. They're plus 5. I mean, so what the Chiefs, to Dana's point, what the Chiefs did last year at minus 11, you're not supposed to be able to do that and still go win a Super Bowl. You want to play with fire again? You want to risk that again? And so that's why it's important for them to get that portion corrected. I think defensively, they're going to force more turnovers this year. They're on a nice little pace right now, if you look.
Yeah.
But if you can just rein it in a little bit, if you're Patrick Mahomes from an interception perspective, I think you'll be all right. You're right, though. You're going to deal with that. He's not going to only have 5 picks all year. That's not who he is. And the benefit obviously far outweighs the negative. But they got to be better offensively. I think this entire week has been all about that from Andy Reid, from Patrick Mahomes, from everybody. So it's not like it's this problem that they aren't recognizing. It's not like this problem that I don't think is correctable, because as you said, they didn't correct it till the playoffs last year. You'd like them to correct that a lot earlier, but ultimately they did correct it, didn't they?
Yes.
It just took a while.
Well, I don't know if they corrected it or if they just like stopped doing it in the playoffs. Well, because they spent 17 games not correcting it, and then playoff, because that's the whole thing with the Chiefs. is like every time I get frustrated by something, it seems like their biggest issues over the last five seasons, when they get to the postseason, those go away. Sometimes seemingly magically, you know? The game speeds up. Everyone feels a little tighter, except Kansas City. They're just like, eh, another playoff game, huh? Oops, another AFC title game. Okay. Like, they don't seem to care.